Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The Chiefs are moving to Kansas. We have the story.
Teen shot in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita police investigate possible drug overdoses. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A man is in custody after a standoff with police that lasted several hours near 17th and Waco in North Wichita. Around 6:30 Monday evening, police were called for reports of a burglary, and they closed down the area. Now, police say a woman who lived in that area returned home to find her ex-boyfriend who refused to leave. Police spokesman Andrew Ford.
That victim feared for her life, grabbed her baby, and exited the residence. Now, let me be clear. He grabbed a knife while the female was inside of him and told the female he would kill police if they responded.
Around 11:40, the man attempted to leave the home when SWAT and canine units apprehended him.
Police are investigating a shooting in southwest Wichita early today. Just after 2:45 in the morning, officers were called to the 2300 block of West Greenfield, finding a 23-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the neck. He was hospitalized in critical condition. It appears another person was injured less seriously. Police have not released any more details about this case.
Kansas lawmakers approved a proposal Monday to use taxpayer funding to help pay for a new stadium for the Kansas City Chiefs. And this is expected to connect with the NFL franchise across the state line from Missouri and replace the current Arrowhead Stadium, which has been the home of the team since 1972. The plan is to build a $3 billion dome stadium in Wyandotte County. Chiefs CEO Clark Hunt says there is still a lot of work to do.
We're still early in the process. In the months ahead, we will hire an architect and a contractor and get to work on the 5-plus-year timeline to build a new stadium.
The original plan for the Chiefs was to have an $800 million renovation of Arrowhead.
A teenage boy was injured in a shooting in the backyard of a home in North Wichita yesterday afternoon, the 2600 block of North Fairview near 25th and Arkansas. The 14-year-old was hospitalized in critical condition. Three other teens were in the yard when officers got there. Police Chief Joe Sullivan offered his condolences to the boy's family, providing some timely advice.
And I just ask people to remember that it is the holiday season. Emotions are high. The weather is unseasonably warm. Our children are out of school. And just ask that we come together as a community and keep an eye on our kids, keep an eye on our firearms, and check our emotions, take care of one another.
No arrests have been made.
Two people have been found dead in the basement of a northeast Wichita home.
It began just before 9:30 Monday morning in the 1600 block of North Glendale near 13th and Oliver. EMS responded to the report of a man having chest pains. He was found and transported to an area hospital for treatment. However, a neighbor, realizing the man did not live at the residence, decided to enter the home. On further inspection, he found a man and woman unresponsive in the basement. First responders said that the pair were pronounced deceased a short time later. Investigators say it may have been due to a possible overdose. The investigation is ongoing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
More on that big news of the Chiefs moving to Kansas. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A major breakthrough in the weight loss world. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, 37 degrees. After a weekend of talks on ending the war, Russia intensifies its assault on Ukraine.
Ukraine says it was attacked overnight with dozens of missiles and more than 600 drones. There have been widespread power cuts as a result, particularly in the southern Odessa region. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Russian attacks were an attempt to damage Ukraine's maritime infrastructure. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has threatened to block Ukrainian access to the sea. The aerial assault led to NATO member Poland scrambling fighter jets in order to protect its own airspace. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A type of sausage is being recalled.
The Department of Agriculture has announced a recall of nearly 1 ton of holiday kielbasa after a consumer reportedly found metal in the product. The department's Food Safety and Inspection Service says pieces of metal over an inch long were discovered. No confirmed injuries related to the recalled products have been reported. The recalled item is packaged in 16-ounce vacuum-sealed plastic casings labeled Olympia Provisions Uncured Holiday Kielbasa with a best-if-used-by date of February 19, 2026. The product was manufactured on October 14th and shipped to retail locations in California, Oregon, and Washington. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A major breakthrough in the weight loss world.
The FDA has approved the first ever GLP-1 pill from Wegovy maker Novo Nordisk to reduce excess body weight and maintain weight reduction long term and to lessen the risk of major adverse cardiovascular events. The green light gives the Danish drug maker a leg up in the race to market an oral medication for shedding pounds as Novo looks to regain lost ground from rival Eli Lilly. The pill contains the same active ingredient in injectable Wegovy and Ozempic and will be sold under the brand name Wegovy in early January for around $149 a month. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Nobody won the top prize in last night's Powerball drawing. That means the jackpot continues to grow.
The numbers drawn Monday were 3, 18, 36, 41, and 54 with a Powerball of 7. Nobody matched all the numbers, which means the jackpot now rises to an estimated $1.7 billion for Wednesday night. There were some match $5 million winners, though, in Florida, Georgia, Illinois, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. The most recent jackpot win on September 6th saw tickets in Missouri and Texas share a $1.787 billion grand prize. That was the second largest in Powerball history. The largest Powerball jackpot ever awarded was in 2022 when a ticket in California won a $2.04 billion grand prize. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:10. 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now in the Wichita area, the traffic volumes are starting to pick up out there. Not necessarily great news because we've got some heavy fog in the area. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport now listed at a quarter mile. Just a quarter mile out there, so it's pretty thick. Definitely something that you want to be aware of. Visibility going to be a problem this morning due to this heavy fog. So just be aware of that and drive very carefully. Make sure you got your headlights on. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jensen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, I'm over here, guys. If you can't see me, you know, the fog is making for a pretty soupy start here to the day. Just out of curiosity, how much Christmas shopping you guys got left?
Mine's finished.
Ed? Okay.
Good. Yeah, I think I wrapped it up yesterday.
Just always wondering how many of us are last minute Christmas shoppers. I'm done too, so I don't have to worry too much about it. But if you're heading out and about today, this fog is going to be with us for at least another 2 to 3 hours before it starts to get out of here. So visibility is a concern. And it's also going to be coming back again later tonight and tomorrow. So Wednesday morning, Christmas Eve morning, we're going to have fog all over the place. I think central and eastern Kansas, basically from around Hayes down to Pratt, east of that line is where we're going to have widespread dense fog. So we're going to be at this again tomorrow. Aside from that, travel conditions over the next couple of days look pretty good. And of course, the warm weather that we've been talking about is not giving up without a fight. So we'll see 65 on the high today. It'll be turning mostly sunny this afternoon. Our low tonight down to 44 degrees, and then we're headed for a high of 66 tomorrow. It's going to take a while to get rid of the low clouds and fog, but we should see some sunshine by Christmas Eve afternoon. And then on Christmas Day, mostly sunny and that record high of 73. Going to feel more like Hawaii Christmas around here than it will Wichita, Kansas. But we do have a cold front that's coming this weekend. It will arrive on Saturday. The temperature will still be in the 60s on Saturday, but by the time we get to Sunday, we're looking at morning lows. It'll be down in the 20s. So a change is coming, but it's not going to get here until the weekend after Christmas. Right now in Wichita, we've got that dense fog and 42 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
I hope we don't have any fog that'll keep Santa from getting around. Of course, his sleigh is equipped with radar, I understand. It's a Doppler radar.
Yeah, radar and Rudolph. He's right, in good shape.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, Rudolph. I got it. All right. Thank you, Ross. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. That is the Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS Tuesday morning, December 23rd. And it was on this date in 1954, the first successful human kidney transplant performed by Dr. Joseph E. Murray at Peter Bent Brigham Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. 1954, the first kidney transplant. How about that, Ted? And a birthday today. This is a big one when it comes to soap operas. Susan Lucci is 78 years old today. Did she ever get an Emmy?
She finally did.
She was nominated about, 15 times?
Like 18 or 20 times in a row she lost, and she finally got one.
Wow. Well, she's best known for portraying Erica Kane on
Erica
the ABC
Kane.
Daytime drama All My Children.
Yes.
During that show's entire network run from 1970 to 2011. She was on that show for 41 years. Wow.
Talk about time she won an Emmy.
Steady income for somebody.
Huge character, yeah.
Real good job there, huh? A Democratic lawmaker who sits on the board of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington sued the Trump administration Monday over the recent move to add President Donald Trump's name to the building. Representative Joyce Beatty of Ohio, an ex officio member of the center's board, argued that renaming the center would require an act of Congress since the original name was established through legislation that was signed into law. So she has sued the center there. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I've got a birthday. I got to mention a birthday today of somebody I've known since seventh grade. Mike Casey's having a birthday today. Mike is we were classmates at Wichita West in Hadley Junior High School. So, and I saw him and his wife Paula just the other night. So, you know, he's a great guy. He's had a little health problem lately. He's had an accident, but he's doing a whole lot better now. And, made his living in advertising and marketing mostly. So, good guy. Have you ever met Mike?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, you'd like it. I'll just tell you that. You'd like Mike Casey. Everybody likes him.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. There's my birthday for today. 7:16, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time now with Ted Woodward, sir.
First, the big news we've been talking about this morning is the moving of the Kansas City Chiefs. Leaving Arrowhead Stadium, their home since 1972, and moving to Kansas. State of Kansas coming up with money to build a new domed stadium in the state of Kansas that'll be ready for the 2031 season. So 5 more years in Arrowhead and then the new place in Kansas after that. Pretty a jubilant day yesterday for the folks in Kansas who made this happen, including Kansas Governor Laura Kelly.
Everyone committed to doing what's best for Kansas and for our future. You don't often see this type of bipartisanship in our politics today, but that's how we do things here in Kansas, especially when the stakes are high.
The Chiefs started in Dallas, then the franchise moved to Kansas City, where it has been for 63 years in Kansas City, Missouri. Now it'll be moving to Kansas City, Kansas. The money will be done by Star Bonds issued by the state of Kansas, which will pay 70% of the cost for a $3 billion stadium to be built in the state of Kansas near the Kansas Speedway and near the Children's Mercy Park Soccer Stadium. There's going to be a new state-of-the-art practice facility to be constructed as well in Olathe. So, out of all this, the Chiefs are moving 23 miles to the west, leaving Missouri and coming to Kansas. The new stadium will have 65,000 seats, about 13% fewer than the current Arrowhead.
Why? I would think they would make it bigger instead of smaller.
Bigger stadiums are more of a hassle.
Oh, are they?
And if you have fewer tickets, you can charge more for those tickets.
There you go. I figured it was something like that.
Yeah. Now, the big mega stadiums aren't being built anymore.
Okay.
The new stadium in L.A. and Vegas are all kind of about the same size. And they're not building the 80,000-seat stadiums like they used to back in the day. So that's what's going on with the Chiefs. And a lot of things to talk about tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, of course. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. Mitch Holtis will have that call on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. I'm sure there'll be stadium talk. And, of course, the Chiefs are playing 2 days from now on Christmas night against the top team in the league, the Denver Broncos. And we'll talk about that live. Mitch Holtis is going to, instead of being on a Friday morning for our game preview, since we're just 2 days away from the game on Christmas night, we'll have Mitch live in an hour.
Really? This morning?
This morning.
Mitch Holtis. All right.
So,
stand by.
So you want to tune in, make sure you're here for that next hour in the 8 o'clock hour when we have live interviews with Mitch. And one more thing for the Chiefs, quarterback Gardner Minshew, backup quarterback to Patrick Mahomes. Minshew did not tear his ACL in his left knee, but he still messed it up, and he'll be out for the rest of the season. And so that's what's going on with the Chiefs right there. All right, let's take a look at Monday Night Football last night. The San Francisco 49ers go on the road and beat Indianapolis, beat the Colts 48-27. Starting at offensive right guard for the 49ers, Dominic Pooney. From KU, former Jayhawk playing on all 66 snaps on offense, part of an offensive line that paved the way for 145 yards on the ground and only allowed one sack in the whole game. And another local guy, Marcus Siegel, rookie out of Kansas State, got some special teams time. In fact, he made the tackle on the opening kickoff for the 49ers. 49ers have won five in a row. They're now 11-4, and they're already in the playoffs.
I got to watch about the first quarter of that game. They have a very good football team.
Yeah, somebody, one of those announcers said that the 49ers are hiding in plain sight. Everybody's talking about the Packers and all these other teams. Nobody's talking about the 49ers.
Well, they are sharp.
And they've won five in a row, and they are really good.
They got five touchdown passes yesterday?
For Brock Purdy, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Better watch them, the 49ers.
They're good. Yep. They're really good, and they won again last night, big. Pro basketball in the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers win at home last night. They beat the Charlotte Hornets 139-132. In the starting lineup for the Cavaliers, former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade made 4 3-pointers. He ended up with 14 points and 7 rebounds. Off the bench, former Wichita State Shocker Craig Porter Jr. played a few minutes, made a basket for 2 points. Cavaliers snap a 3-game losing streak. They're in the number 7 spot in the Eastern Conference. And if you're a college football fan, maybe you remember what was going on 20 years ago on this night. Or maybe not. It was KU playing in the Fort Worth Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
KU clobbered Houston 42-13. 29-point win, largest bowl win in KU history.
Sure.
29 points. 33,000 were at the game in Fort Worth. It was the first winning season and the first win in a bowl game for KU's head coach, Mark Mangino. They finished 7-5 that season. And the big star for the Jayhawks, one of them, was linebacker Nick Reed, the Wichita native who played at Derby. He was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year that year. So 20 years ago tonight, big bowl win for the Jayhawks. 42-13 against Houston in the Fort Worth Bowl 20 years ago tonight. That is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Hey, while everyone is in town, make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. You got more than 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, and pizzas everyone will love. Make Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, proud to serve veterans that served our nation. It's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for House Call for Health. The message this holiday season is simple. Don't drink and drive. That's coming up. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It is foggy and 42 degrees. Kansas lawmakers approving a proposal Monday to use taxpayer funding to help pay for a new stadium for the Kansas City Chiefs. And this is expected to connect with the NFL franchise across the state line from Missouri and replace the current Arrowhead Stadium, which has been the home of the Chiefs since 1972. The plan is to build a $3 billion domed stadium in Wyandotte County. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says,
"The state's portion of this project is paid for with revenue generated from the project, not with new taxes, not by shifting funding from other essential state services, but with the new revenue that will be generated by the project itself."
The original plan for the Chiefs was to have an $800 million renovation of Arrowhead Stadium.
Backlash growing to President Trump's latest attempt to influence the future of Greenland.
Denmark's getting support from the European Union in issuing a hands-off warning to the United States. Greenland is part of the Kingdom of Denmark, and an EU spokesperson says Danish territorial integrity must be preserved. The issue's back in the spotlight after President Trump appointed a special envoy to the strategically important island. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, who insists his day job won't be affected, posted on X about making Greenland part of the US. Denmark and Greenland's prime ministers have issued a joint response. Greenland belongs to the Greenlanders, and the U.S. shall not take over Greenland. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Dozens of migrant truck drivers in California have been arrested in a major sweep. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy putting California on notice as ICE says they have arrested over 100 illegal alien semi-truck drivers in what they have dubbed Operation Highway Sentinel. And currently, California's plans to issue CDLs to non-citizens with valid work permits remains on hold as they continue to fight it out with the Trump administration.
The arrests come after 8 people were killed in accidents allegedly involving migrant truck drivers in California, Florida, and Oregon earlier this year.
Teen slang terms keep changing. How about a little help?
If you're sitting around the dinner table and you hear a teen describe something as goated, it means best, referencing GOAT, the sports acronym for greatest of all time. If you hear them say, you ate, it's probably not talking about what's on your plate, but is slang for good job. The term sigma often refers to someone who is cool or popular. The word riz is a shortened version of the word charisma, used to describe someone who is charming, fun, or who has swagger. And if you haven't already been introduced to teens saying 6'7", just know it has no specific meaning, but has become so popular, Dictionary.com named it its word of the year, calling it nonsensical and the logical endpoint of being perpetually online. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A trio of kids in Ohio may end on the naughty list this Christmas.
Police in Ohio say 3 young boys stole a car and led officers on a chase before crashing the vehicle into a home. The driver, just 11 years old. He told police he was new to being behind the wheel.
Well, I could tell by the way that you drove. You suck at driving.
Body camera from the Newburgh Heights police captured officers detaining the 3 boys, the youngest just 8 years old. One screamed he was sorry. Another asked for his mother. The trio also questioned if the car theft would affect an upcoming visit from Santa Claus this Christmas. They've been released to their parents. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Wichita's warm winter won't last much longer, and the Second Light Shelter is preparing for helping the city's homeless in the colder weather. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
We're trying to figure out more ways to allow more people to come inside, especially when it gets cold.
because the only 24/7 shelters around are ours, and also Union Rescue Mission has a shelter for men only.
Who commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Areas of low clouds and fog this morning, otherwise another beautiful afternoon. Sunshine, southeast wind 5 to 10 and a high of 65. Becoming cloudy tonight, overnight low 44. Clouds and fog on Wednesday morning, then partly cloudy during the afternoon, high 69. Mostly sunny, a little breezy, and the warmest Christmas on record coming to Wichita with a high of 73. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now fog, thick fog in places, 42 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34 now, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. It is Tuesday morning. That's when we have our weekly chat with the Sedgwick County Commission Chair, Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be with you.
How'd you find the fog out there, did you? Were you able to get through it? I guess you were.
You know, I'm actually at my home office right now. I'm north of Mays, a few miles, and it is thick. Just looking out the windows,
yes.
I can't see the horses, and I sure hope I know where all my kids are too.
Well, there you go.
It's pretty thick out here.
All right, Chris. A big shocking news, and I know that you're a sports, an ex-athlete, a sports fan. It's the Chiefs moving to Kansas. I would have never thought it. I'm just a person who thinks this state never thinks very big. You know what I'm saying? And this is some really big thinking. What do you think about this?
It's a massive deal, whether you're in favor or not in favor of how the funding mechanism that got it done, the star bonds, without a shadow of a doubt, this is a massive deal. I was reading last night that Kansas is now the smallest state per capita to have a professional sports team. So this is a big deal. And obviously the Chiefs, this is not, this is a perennial power this year, the exception, but I mean, this is a historic franchise, that was in its prime here recently. All the national media, worldwide media, and the brand that is the Kansas City Chiefs, they are now in Kansas. Now, practically speaking, I had a bunch of buddies from across the country texting yesterday. Practically speaking, they're moving, 10, 15 miles. But to have that in the state of Kansas is a really big deal. Now, the star bonds that they're doing, this is a funding mechanism that the state and local municipalities have to basically pay off bond funding with the use of sales tax and revenues in that district. But this is a mechanism that they use. They expanded the territory. It sounds like they got very creative from the state legislative standpoint in the governor's office to make this happen. I know there's a lot of really excited Chiefs fans this morning.
And the state of Missouri has now lost three NFL franchises because they wouldn't build new stadiums.
Yeah, this is kind of the thing you see nationally. There's an anticipation of a public-private partnership. I guess I'm not too versed on the economic benefit of that. But listen, I just got to cut to the chase. I'm a Jayhawk, right? I'm a KU guy. So anytime we can dig it to the state of Missouri, I'm in favor of it. So this is a big day for Chiefs fans, big day for people in the state of Kansas, and big day for Jayhawk fans.
All right, help me with star bonds, because some folks may not understand. In fact, I have confused about bonds themselves. How does that work?
Great question, and I think it's important for people to understand. Star bonds stands for sales tax and revenue bonds. And what happens is the state will issue bonds up front to finance the stadium and all the surrounding development. And then they'll create what's called a star bonds district. And it's a dedicated revenue stream so that you don't have to use state general funds or any other type of funding. But the sales tax that's generated in this district, the incremental sales tax goes back to pay back the bonds. And what I was reading last night is the agreement on this star bonds is 70% of the new stadium proceeds will be paid through this mechanism of the star bonds. And then 30% will be paid by the private developer. So it's a common economic tool, but it's an economic tool that's used by the state and local municipalities for really big, massive projects. I think the minimum threshold is a $75 million threshold. So if you think about local star bond district, the most successful one we talk about is the one that's up at the Greenwich Place, northeast Wichita. That's where you have the Topgolf and you have the Wichita Sports Forum. That's been a very, very successful Star Bonds, to where the dollars generated up there has paid back the bond proceeds. And these are typically 20-year bonds that can be extended up to 30 years. But it's a really unique mechanism to fund some really large economic development projects that simply would not happen without the public-private partnership. So that's the mechanism that was used, and I'm hopeful it'll work.
Okay. And weren't Star Bonds used for Equity Bank Park?
There was originally Equity Bank Park. I think they're still in the middle of that Star Bonds district and there's been some criticism of that. But again, the idea is that this is incremental financing. So the proceeds that are incremental, not that currently exist, but incremental sales taxes goes to pay the development cost. And again, the idea is that these types of projects cannot happen in a traditional public or just a private financing mechanism, that it will require some sort of public financing. And that's the decision that lawmakers have to make and policymakers have to make. They have to weigh the economic development, economic growth of this, and is there a return on investment? While also, is there no liability to the taxpayer? Taxpayers should not receive liability and should be on the hook for failed districts. So that's the mechanism, and that's the decisions that have to be made. And I'm hopeful that this works. We want what's good for the state. We want this to be a successful project. So I'm hopeful, and we'll be up there multiple times now that it's in the state of Kansas. We'll be up there, and we'll be up there rooting them along and spending our money in that Star Bonds district.
Yeah, because you never wanted to go into Missouri. That's goodness gracious.
Well. Listen, this runs deep. It runs real deep, not just because I'm a Jayhawk, but you'll remember the William Quantrill raids where they came over in 1863. Listen, I haven't forgotten. And we hold that. I'll tell you, people ask all the time running a political campaign, man, what they say in social media and the people that don't like you. And I said, hey, this is nothing. I had to go play in Columbia, Missouri as a Jayhawk and listen to people talk about my mom and sister. Yeah. This is nothing. Politics is nothing like going to play in Mizzou. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you remember KU coach, football coach Don Fambro, when the KU would play on the road at Missouri, he would have them all eat sack lunches on the bus because he wasn't going to pay for any food in the state of Missouri.
And Norm Stewart, the old Missouri basketball coach, did the same. When they would come play in Lawrence, they would stay on the Missouri side of Kansas City because he was not spending one dime in the state of Kansas. This thing runs deep. It was the oldest rivalry west of the Mississippi and goes all the way back to the Civil War. And, of course, I think my side was the right side. We can stick it to Missouri once again. Welcome home, Kansas City Chiefs.
In that spirit, Ryan, we celebrate the birth of Christ this week. So.
Yes.
You're going to have a great Christmas, I bet, with those kids of yours, huh?
We are. We're going to have a great time. This is year 16 for me that I've taken somewhat of a sabbatical starting on Christmas Eve, and I'll take the entire time off until the first Monday in January. And I don't go to the office. I don't take appointments. This is the time for me and my family just to kind of kick back. And I'm pretty militant on this time period. This is a time that I need to kind of refresh and regroup a little bit. And so the only work I'll be doing, just so you know, is next Tuesday at 7:30 a.m. I'll be on the phone with Steve and Ted one last time. It's the only appointment I have on my calendar, and it's that important to me that I'm going to break my rule just to hang out with you guys one last time.
Well, as we always say, bless your heart. We appreciate that. No, have a great Christmas, and I know you will look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Ryan Beatty, the Sedgwick County Commission Chair, a weekly guest with Steve and Ted. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. What will the new Cheesecake Factory look like? That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Oh, wow.
Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 7:47 on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
U.S. Coast Guard pursuing a Venezuelan tanker. Two others have been seized so far, carrying sanctioned oil.
Two.
14-year-old boy critically injured in a shooting in North Wichita.
One.
Kansas City Chiefs moving their football franchise to Kansas with a $3 billion domed stadium planned for Wyandotte County. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Currently in traffic, we've got some very heavy fog here in the Wichita area. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport still listed at a quarter mile, and honestly, it looks to be even less on some of those traffic cameras. Things are pretty dangerous this morning. You'll want to remain very aware. Make sure you got your headlights on. Make sure the other drivers can see you out there. We actually do have some fairly heavy traffic volumes in places as well, including southbound and I-135 up by the North Junction right now. Just be extra careful if you're out there today. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Dense fog this morning, then mostly sunny today with a high of 63 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 45. Wednesday, dense fog, then partly sunny with a high tomorrow of 67 degrees. Now fog, calm, 42 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Data centers are rapidly transforming small-town America, but the growth comes with questions and concerns from residents.
Fox on Tech.
The thirst to be connected all day, every day is driving the need for large data centers, huge buildings housing row upon row of servers that process the transfer of information at lightning speeds. Casey Timmons, Meta's Global SiteOps Director, says the demand is showing no signs of slowing down.
I've been in the industry for over 20 years, and I've never seen the focus on data centers like we have now.
Data companies are focusing on rural areas across the country that have the space. In Newton County, Georgia, Amazon is building a data center on a 500-acre piece of land that some local residents are not happy about. People like Lisa Miller, who says it needs more time and planning.
Don't just stick them in every cow pasture that goes up for sale, right?
But a growing number of city and county leaders say the upside of jobs, tax revenue, and a boost to the local economy is just too good to turn down. With Fox on Tech, Ashley Webster, Fox Business.
It looked like a Yuletide rally on Wall Street Monday.
Stocks kicking off the holiday shortened week higher as a tech rebound builds and as rate cut hopes are driving year-end optimism. Shares of AI tied firms like Oracle, Micron Technology, and NVIDIA advanced on renewed AI optimism following AI valuation jitters. Shares of Paramount Skydance rose 4%. The entertainment company amending its offer for Warner Brothers Discovery with billionaire Larry Ellison agreeing to personally guarantee over $40 billion of equity financing for the deal. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and J.P. Morgan Chase, the Dow decliners, Honeywell, United Health, and Apple. The Dow rising 228 points, the Nasdaq up 121, S&P 500 up 44. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Cheesecake Factory is pushing its plans forward for a Wichita location, Bradley Fair, on the northeast side of town. Business Journal first reported Cheesecake Factory applied back in October for a building permit valued at $3 million for the site of the former Outback Steakhouse near 21st and Rock, which is now just an empty field. There was early speculation whether Cheesecake Factory would open its full-sized restaurant or a smaller footprint in Wichita or one of its other restaurant brands. But new building plans reviewed by the Business Journal confirm it will be Cheesecake Factory's flagship brand, as well as the details about the restaurant size, layout, seating, parking, and more. According to the plans, the Cheesecake Factory will be a one-story restaurant, nearly 10,000 square feet, full bar, a couple of outdoor covered patio spaces. Cheesecake Factory locations are typically anywhere between 7 and 10,000 square feet. A building permit does not appear to have been issued yet. However, it'll be required before crews can begin construction.
Wichita is one of the top 50 best places in the U.S. to live, according to an analysis of 150 metros by online rental platform Rent Cafe. The city ranked as number 49 for its low cost of living, job market, education, and competitive rental market. Rent Cafe analyzed metros based on 17 metrics across local economy, quality of life, and location and community, or how well an area supports residents' overall well-being, comfort, and social engagement. Now, it found that the Midwest was the top region to live, with six metros in the top 20 list, including Kansas City for its affordability and an active social scene.
In Wichita, the cost of living was also a major factor in its ranking. Its affordability was 11.2% below the national average and 0.6% lower from the previous year. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted. Now 7:53, and of course our friend Kirk Semenoff with the Wichita Business Journal taking a couple of days off here. So we gladly fill in. So we're trying to do, we do the best we can, right, Ted?
I think we did all right.
Well, I think we did pretty good. Pretty well there. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Oh, wow. Today is Festivus.
Yep, I've been waiting. You're usually the first one to wish me a happy Festivus.
Yes, not everyone has a major holiday to celebrate, like Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, and they can feel it.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Left out, you know. This holiday gives many people a non-denominational and non-commercial holiday to call their own. After all, Festivus is for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those who are tuning in and may not know anything about Festivus, let's review, Ted. I first found out about it on a Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's show. Where it gained a real foothold in the culture.
And who came up with it? Was it
one of the writers?
I mean, the character, was it Kramer or was it?
It's Frank Costanza.
Frank Costanza.
George Costanza's dad.
Yeah. Okay. And the idea is you've got a Festivus pole.
Instead of a tree, it's just an unadorned metal pole.
And the activities are, airing past grievances.
Airing of grievances.
Yeah. And then feats of strength,
Feats of strength as well.
And what else is there in Festivus? Anyway.
There's a dinner.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's all meant in fun.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Three main tenets, but the unadorned pole, the feats of strength, and the airing of grievances.
And you gave me a Festivus pole.
I did give you that as a Festivus pole as a gift, a very small Festivus pole several years ago.
It's kind of a replica, and I need to go get that and bring it in here because it does actually... There's some sound with it as well.
So yeah, I think you press a little button, Frank Costanza starts yelling at you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll bring that in there next hour, and we'll get the Festivus poll going. And speaking of Festivus, here in about 15, 20 minutes, we'll talk with Mitch Holthus.
Yeah.
Of the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm sure he's celebrating Festivus today as well. All right. All right, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, got a lot planned for you. We'll tell you about the Chiefs moving to the Sunflower State. How about that? Ted has the rest of the sports, and Mitch Holthus, right, Ted?
Yeah, speaking of which, our usual Friday morning visit with Mitch is now here today on Tuesday because the Chiefs play Christmas night, just a couple of nights from now. So we'll have our live interview with Mitch Holthus coming up in about 15 minutes.
And you'll have entertainment news. It's the Blur.
Yeah, we'll get you all your entertainment news. That'll be at 8:35 this morning, and we'll celebrate Festivus there, too.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.